story.
Sunday afternoon and night, invite you to enjoy tonight's chapter of I Love a Mystery, transcribed every night at 10:15 on KSJZ.
Our new Carlton E. Morse adventure thriller, The Hermit of San Felipe at Abasco. But 4 o'clock in the warm, luxuriant forest fragrance of the afternoon, somewhere in the southeast of the Great Lost Plateau, in the land of San Felipe Atabapo, Venezuela. Since 6 o'clock this morning, Jack and Doc have been following through the great beech and ironwood forest in the wake of the black-robed, apple-cheeked little hermit Jeremiah and his ancient, bad-tempered mule, Saul of Tarsus. Jack and Doc are on their way to perform an appointed duty for the higher intelligence, who seem to reside somewhere on the Great Plateau. That is all Jack and Doc know. Those in the high places want something of them. They don't even know who Jeremiah is, except that he's called the Hermit of San Felipe Atabapo. And they don't know who Yolanda is. She seems to be a child of 15 or 16, a free nature full of naivete, full of wonder, full of joy and laughter. And now at 4 in the afternoon, the little hermit has led his party to 10 hours through the heart of the forest of giant hardwood trees.
You notice how Jeremiah keeps up continual conversation with that you?
I suppose even a hermit has to talk to someone.
Nice dry cave, but keeping a man warm in the cold season
dry in the rainy season and cool in the hot season.
Are you telling us that you actually live in a cave?
Well, now, if you're going to hold it against me,
not at all. If you're comfortable in a cave, why not?
That's very generous of you. Come on, saw you long mid infidel. Move it, Tom.
Hey, what? Seems to be some kind of a commotion among the animals up here.
That will be Uganda.
Uganda? You mean she's this far from home?
The whole forest is Uganda's playground.
But you can't possibly get back home before dark.
Oh? Where do you imagine her home to be?
Well, we decided she probably lived with her folks back on the edge of the plain somewhere.
Uganda is an amazing child. And you mustn't be surprised at anything she says or does. As to her home.
Uganda, where's your papa and mom?
Oh, no, Doc. You mustn't ask them.
A mercy?
No, it's forbidden. Those who are allowed within the limits of San Felipe Arzobuco are permitted to see what there is to see with their eyes and hear what there is to hear with their ears. But they are not to question anyone or anything for their conduct. That is one of the laws of this state.
Well, couldn't I ask just one little question?
It does not concern the unexplainable, you know.
Did you say the unexplainable?
The unexplainable law of San Felipe Atabaco.
Well, I never heard of that. All I want to ask is, are you going to travel all the way with me?
Now, who day you got that? You come up here and walk alongside of me, eh?
I think you are, and I'll say nothing. My friend here, Mario, is the watchdog.
Come along, come up here and talk with all the tosses. You're neglecting the critter, and he's in a mean mood.
All right, Jeremiah. But I will promise you this, walk along. When you are past your probation and are permitted to cross the Rainbow Bridge, then many things will be told to you.
Probation? You mean we're to be tested in some way?
Talk, 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 talk.
You see how angry Jeremiah is. I can say no more. The rest you will have to find out for yourself.